Blog Talk Radio.
Better grab everything I can.
Grab
I don't want to see this.
I need some this morning.
This is going to be good.
Francis,
what?
Grabbing
pills.
Yeah. Grabbing pills.
Grabbing pills.
Pills there.
Grabbing pills.
Woo!
Grabbing pills.
Yeah!
Grabbing pills. Peel, peel, peel.
Nice, nice. Down nice, straight. Nice.
Oh!
Nice, nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh! Nice, nice. All right!
Oh!
Nice,
wow.
Nice.
I've
got a bell here. Don't make me use this bell.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Ding dong.
I have had way too much espresso. I'm trying to speak slowly and calmly for you lovely people.
I'm not a mental moron.
Well, I will be the nice slow person today. I'm just kind of feeling a little slow.
Oh, I should speed it up. That's what you're saying. Speak like this, speak like this, speak like this.
No. No.
I love you, Starbucks.
Starbucks, they're not allowed to serve Corey anymore, okay?
I love you, Starbucks, at the corner of Buffalo Speedway in South Main. I love you.
Oh, people, what are y'all doing to us?
Mainlining caffeine.
Oh,
so
I've got hot sweet tea this morning.
Oh, she's being a good girl. So, welcome to Lunch, the Hump Day edition. Lunch with Jen and Corey. I am Corey.
And I am Ginger.
We have fantastical news for you today. And Jen has hit me to a new game. I'm not going to say anything about it, but you guys keep listening. We have found something amazing you guys are going to love. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we can't tell you until I get established, so, you know, I can tell you all. Own your faces. Yeah.
Own their faces. Just yeah. The faces. Oh.
Yeah.
Only on the Lunch with Jen and Gordon, get your face owned. Only with us.
I don't want the rest of you, just your face.
So, I've got, of course, some repetitive news, but I'm going to let Jen go first. Jen, what do you got?
All right. Well, I'm going to start with it. Atari's iconic haunted house lives again on Nintendo Wii. Original Atari favorite reimagined for a new generation scares its way to Wii on February 4th. So it's not here quite yet, but it's coming, people. Enter the haunted house if you dare. Atari's classic groundbreaking game has returned with more chills, cool new unlockable, and plenty of spooky new enemies. The terrifying fun that lies within Graves Mansion is back as Atari, one of the world's most recognized publishers and producers of interactive entertainment, scares up its legendary classic, Haunted House. Reimagined for a new generation of gamers in celebration of the title's 30th anniversary, wow, that outdoes Mario, Haunted House will take control of Nintendo Wii on February 4th, 2011, with suspense-filled challenges, new chilling environments, and more frightful enemies than ever before. That actually sounds kind of neat. Haunted House pays homage to the classic favorite as players fight for their lives in Graves Mansion as the grandchildren of the original character that disappeared without a trace in the evil mansion over 30 years ago. Chased by pesky poltergeist, haunted by scary
awesome.
Haunted by scary skeletons and exhausted from battles with creepy creatures, players are in a goosebump-inducing fight to explore the dark and creepy depths of Graves Mansion in search of the four lost pieces of the magical urn. Players' goal is to reassemble the urn and defend the family's legacy with the aid of mystical tomes, powerful light sources, and multiple keys. This sounds like a lot of fun, actually.
That is one of the more fun titles that was out for Nintendo way back in the day.
Yep. Well, if you want to find out more, you want to go check it out yourself, you can head over to Atari.com, for you who have forgotten how to spell that, A-T-A-R-I, or AtariHauntedHouse.com.
I like, for those of you who've forgotten how to spell it.
It's been a long time, people. It's not N-I-N, it's A-T-A-R-I.
Oh. Well, every day, there's something new and something repetitive, such as yet another gaming conference. But some of you, another one. But unfortunately, the Gamification Summit is sold out. So the Gamification Summit today announced that tickets for the 2011 event are now sold out. For those of you who were not able to purchase tickets, live streaming coverage via Fora.tv will be available. And there is now a wait list in the event tickets do become available. Those who registered to watch the live streaming coverage before January 14th will receive $149 early bird pricing. After the 14th, the rate will go up to $199. Liz Gans of All Things Digital will now be giving an exclusive interview with Jane McGonigal. I love that name. who will be launching her new book at the event, Reality is Broken, Why Games Make Us Happy and How They Help Us Change the World. Liz Gans has been covering Silicon Valley business technology since 2004 and is the founder of New TV, a web news resource for the Internet, not unlike ourselves here, Internet Video, and the Meeting of Technology and Entertainment. Additional speakers have recently been announced as well, which includes the CMO of Recycle Bank, Samantha Skay, Ian Bogost of Georgia Institute of Technology, and Evan Tanna of Shopkick. For more information, including a full agenda or sign up for the waitlist, you can visit at gsummit.com and tell them that we sent you.
Yes, tell them. It was all our fault you're over there.
Of course.
Mm-hmm, you heard it here. Lunch, Ginger, and Corey.
You're going to OD on gaming conferences this year, I think.
Sounds that way. All right. All of you DC Universe players, calling all heroes and villains. DC Universe Online, available worldwide for the PC and PlayStation 3.
Yay!
Sony Online Entertainment, today announced the availability of its eagerly awaited online action game, DC Universe Online, at retailers worldwide for both the PC and the PlayStation 3 computer entertainment system. This is licensed by Warner Brothers Interactive Entertainment on behalf of DC Entertainment. It's the first massively multiplayer online game on PlayStation 3 for North America and the first MMO game based in the DC Universe, allowing fans to create their own superhero or villain while joining forces with their favorite DC comic characters such as Superman, Batman, and the Joker to aid in saving or destroying the planet. That sounds like a lot of fun. To capture the true essence of the DC Universe and its iconic characters, Sony Online Entertainment tapped the top talent at DC Comics, including legendary artist and co-publisher of DC Comics, Jim Lee, who served as executive creative director of DC Universe Online and provided the art style for the game. Apparently they also got a hold of famed DC comic book writers, John and Marv Wolfman. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to butcher names. And they were tasked with establishing the backstory of the universe and creating thousands of compelling story arcs, epic quests, and action-packed in-game events. So that's awesome. Looks like the suggested retail price is for the U.S. is $49.99 and $59.99. So it looks like $49.99 for the PC and $59.99 for the PlayStation 3.
Ouch, that's still a bit expensive for an MMO.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one 30-day game subscription is included with the purchase, which is pretty standard nowadays. The monthly subscription fee is going to be $14.99 with game discounts for longer durations. So that's about the same thing as WoW. Looks like it's available now at Best Buy, GameStop, Amazon.com, Walmart, Target, Toys R Us, and other participating video game retailers. If you want more information about the DC Universe Online, you can head over to DCUniverseOnline.com.
That is something I'm not going to be playing, but it sounds awesome. Well, you guys will be very happy to know that the Guinness Book of World Records has released a Gamers Edition 2011. The Global Authority on Record-Breaking Guinness Book World Records announced their latest greatest records and extreme achievements in the world of video games in its upcoming publication. Again, I know, it's going to be called Guinness World Records 2011 Gamers Edition, and it should be released on the 20th of January. Yay! This is the fourth installment of the best-selling series, which promises, of course, to be the best yet because it has to do with gaming. It's supposed to be packed with incredible new gaming records, trivia, and featuring stunning photography. And we'll see if we can get a copy of that because I want it.
We need to see if we can't get our names in that.
Ooh. You know, that's interesting. I think I shall have to, yeah.
Maybe we should, a little turning, people.
Yeah, you guys go over and, you know, help us out with that. but you can check out more information on the Gamer Edition. Go over to GuinnessWorldRecords.com. And you can also check out their Facebook, Guinness World Records, and Twitter, GWR News.
All right. Well, this is coming from GamePolitics.com, and I really hate to do this story. I really do, but I've got to grumble about it because I know the press is going to be pointing at us pretty quickly if people start going down this route. Jared Lubner, the horrible, horrible guy that killed those people in Arizona this past weekend, being called a big video gamer by former classmates.
Oh, here we go.
Yes, 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 yes. Seems he liked to listen to heavy metal music like Drowning Pool and liked to spend all his time gaming, is what his college and high school friends say. Yeah, yeah, of course there's the usual lie crap, you know, the satanic altar in his backyard, oh, he hated these people or that people. The truth comes down to the poor guy has a mental illness. I hate to call him poor guy because, I mean, I'm mad at him, but mental illness is no joke and should be not taken lightly.
Very true.
And to blame it on games, if they start pointing in this direction, is really going to irritate me. This is why we get bad names, people. Not good.
The other press, aside from us, are the reasons why we get bad names. Because they don't play games, they don't understand. The fun is about to ensue, people. You guys know what you got to do. Mount up.
Her stitching is better than mine. She's a witch. Let's burn her.
I'm done with you for the day, by the way. I'm just going to leave. Well, you guys make sure that you pop over to the ECA again. I haven't been announcing, but they do have some new features over at the ECA, and probably with this little bit of news coming out, they're really going to need more support. So make sure you pop over to the ECA and show your support for all of us. Wow, so much news today. Okay, so here's what I got in our headlines. Little Ginger turns her mic off. It's scary.
I'm sorry, I'm coughing. I don't want y'all to hear it. I've got a cold. I'm getting over it.
Always scares me. I go, oh, my God, I lost the show. Oh, God, they're gone. Okay, so apparently the people over at Zoo Games have unveiled their exciting new lineup to kick off 2011. And as soon as my page loads, I'll tell you what those are. It may not look for me, in which case, that's all you get is that title. Let me move back to something else while we wait. Okay, those of you who love Jane's Hotel, like I do, there is a PlayStation Mini available in PlayStation stores worldwide. Apparently, you can help Jane make her dream come true. If you've played this before, I'm pretty sure you build a 5-star hotel, you win the best hotel in town contest. You start as a small 2-star hotel owner at a town suburb, work your way top by upgrading accommodations and achieving an excellent reputation. Basically, a time management sim.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
I need to play that.
I know. I am really, really, yeah, me and time management.
But then who will make my wedding dresses?
Well, you can do that, you know, between levels. Between the 40 awesome levels that are available, there's also 8 upgrades available for your hotel to satisfy the hard-to-please guests and to reach five-star status. Jane's Hotel is coming to the all-European PlayStation store today on the 12th of January for the price of $2.99, quid, pounds, francs, whatever it is. And it's already available for us over here in North America, the PlayStation store, for $2.99. I am so going to download that after the show. So, again, if you're a fan, oh, God, it's out today. We're very, very sorry. I'm very sorry for the new addiction. I'm very sorry. Go over and check them out. Beat Shapers, I believe, is the name of their website. I hate when they give us a long URL. It is beatshapers.us, one list managed, but just search Jane's Hotel. You'll find it. And they do have a Twitter at beatshapers, and you can probably find more information there. My voice is going away. Jen, what do you got?
I have got some country music coming to your wee. Oh, yes. All right. For those of us who grew up on country music, don't give me that look. Game Meal Entertainment brings the legends of country music past and present to we in country dance. From chart toppers to CMA winners, the artist roster for Game Meal Entertainment's just announced Country Dance for We reads like a veritable who's who of country music world, of the country music world. I promise I can talk, people.
Except no Reba McEntire.
I know, so sad. The list of country artists who will have the families dancing this spring includes Carrie Underwood, Cowboy Casanova, Brad Paisley, Water, Sugarland, Stuck Like Glue, that's going to be fun, Trace Adkins, Honky Tonk, Badonkadonk, oh, I don't even want to see the videos, Tim McGraw, Just to See You Smile, Zach Brown Band, Chicken Fried, Rascal Flatts, Life is a Highway, Blake Shelton, All About Tonight, Miranda Lambert, White Liar, I love her, Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire.
Of course, it's a game we're playing.
Mark Meadows, Vice President of Marketing at Game Mill Entertainment, says, "We are thrilled to have such great representation from Nashville's A-listers on the project. The caliber of this roster is incredible, and we are confident that this is what country music fans have been waiting for. Our music agent, D.D. Dres, delivered a list that is unmatched in the music genre and truly sets this game apart from any other dance game available. Country Dance is the first game of its kind for country music fans, featuring more than 25 smash hits from some of the country's music. From some of country music's biggest stars. Players utilize the Wii Remote as they mimic on-screen dance moves to their favorite country tunes and earn points depending on how well the moves are replicated." This sounds like a lot of fun. It's going to support up to 4 players, so players can challenge or get in step with their family and friends in this competitive or cooperation mode. Song lyrics are displayed on screen as well, so players can belt out the high notes of their favorite tunes. Users can customize their character and unlock new songs and rewards as they progress through the game. It is going to be rated E10+ by the ESRB. It's developed by High Voltage Software, and for more information about Country Dance, please visit game-mill.com. I want this.
I think I want that, except for there's no Reba, there's no Garth. And
Well, you know, they said 25, and that list's not 25. We may have to head over there and see who else they got.
Yeah, you find me some Reba and Garth, and I'm in. They didn't even grab any Billy Ray Cyrus from back in the day. Come on now. Come on.
No achy breaky. Oh, thank God.
You got to have achy breaky. And it's a dance game.
No.
I would hurt myself if they put that in that game. I'm so serious. That would pain. Pain.
There would be pencils in my ear if they put an achy breaky.
Oh, that's, come on. That's, well, we talk about that after the show. Anyway. Yeah.
Sorry, we'll get back on topic.
I love me some achy breaky. Anyway. Oh, gosh. There, you know, there's always so much news. It's hard for us to pick what to give to you. But I think some of you will want to know this. Because PC gamers, pay attention. Apparently, Dell has implanted, and this is from our friends at Engadget, Dell implants Sandy Bridge CPUs within biz-minded Vostro 460 mini tower. That means nothing to some of you, but some of you are just passing out in your chairs in your cubicle. They're basically saying, if you have a corporate PC, it's taking forever to load. And some of you know this. You know, you at work and your work PC is super slow. Aggravates the hell out of you. You want to work hard, but you just can't. Dell is hoping that your IT department will agree with you. And they've introduced this excellently beautiful little gorgeous, oh, I'm sorry, I'm waxing poetic about this, Vostro 460 mini tower, which will be the beginning of Intel's second generation of core processors. The Core i5 and the Core i7 options are also available. It has Turbo Boost 2.0 and understated design, which is beautiful. Customers, which will be you or your company, can also load it up with as much as 3 terabytes of storage, a Blu-ray device, 1 gigabyte NVIDIA or AMD discrete graphics card, and a USB 3.0 expansion card. You'll also get a toolless chassis, 8 USB 2.0 ports, inbuilt security services from Trend Micro, and it's all for the low, low price of $5.99. Come on, you can talk your boss into that. You get to play a couple of games on that at work. Start a whole WoW thing at work. Come on, people. Hey, the people that game together work well together, you know?
That is very true. That's very, very, very true.
I propose if you meet this goal for this quarter, we will spend 2 hours playing WoW during work time. Come on. That's good incentive.
That does sound cool.
Mm-hmm. So you guys can check that out at Engadget. That is their top story today. It really is a beautiful machine. Forget work. I want one for home. This is beautiful. The size is just so simple. It is understated. Lovely. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jen. No,
that's fine. That's fine. No, we love some gaming.
Poety. It's so poety.
All right. Well, I've not really talked too much about this game, but I have actually I played the beta, and it's pretty good, actually. First Perfect World International character reaches a level 105 milestone. Uh-huh. Yeah. Perfect World, a wholly owned U.S. subsidiary of Perfect World Company Ltd. Today announced that the 105 level cap in its flagship massive multiplayer online role-playing game, A Perfect World International, has been achieved. As a testament to the free-to-play model, the character who reached this milestone did so without the use of real-world money, instead opting to trade with other players. That is awesome. While reaching level 105 is a milestone for Perfect World International, doing so without spending a dime is a testament to the name Free-to-Play, said Jonathan Bellis, Director of Marketing of Perfect World Entertainment Incorporation. Perfect World Entertainment's games are designed to be truly free-to-play, and when compared to subscription-based games, offers players the best entertainment value available on the market today. Perfect World is committed to providing all players with new and unique online gaming experiences on an ongoing basis, and recently unveiled details on its latest Perfect World International expansion. Perfect World International Genesis will offer a plethora of new content for players to enjoy, even after the level cap. That is pretty awesome. For you that are curious about this, haven't heard about this, and want to check it out more, head over to pwi.perfectworld.com/expansion.
Well, is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Well, two things. For those of you who love Tales of Monkey Island, we have a deliciously new trailer that's going to be going up here in just a second, so you keep an eye out for that. But while you wait, apparently Sony has said enough to you freaking hackers. According to documents on the websites of PS3 hacker George Geohots and hacking group Fail Overflow, Sony Computer Entertainment America has asked the court to issue a temporary restraining order against parties involved in circumventing its console's technological protection measures. The motion further seeks to take circumvention devices offline, much like Microsoft does with modded Xboxes. They don't need a court order, though. They just brick your Xbox. The websites of both parties feature court documents and a warning that say any legal fund donation things you see are 100% fake as of now. Don't get scammed. The complaint filed by Sony also accuses Hotz of gaining financial benefit through his unlawful conduct via a PayPal account. The motion also names group Fail Overflow and its alleged members, Bushing, Hector Quintero, Sven Peter, and Sager, as well as a number of John Doe defendants. The motion further asks the court to impound computers, hard drives, CD-ROMs, TVs, USB sticks, and other media of the named defendants and contains circumvention devices. You can read more about this over at our friends at GamePolitics.com. Gosh, I had a complete blank moment. There's also copies of the legal documents in PDF form if you're just really, really nosy and you got to see what they look like. And that comes to GamePolitics by way of Kotaku. So you can check either one of those sites out. Amazing.
Sorry, I'm going back and forth here.
I'm amazing. At least Sony believes in swift justice. They're not playing around here, people.
No, that's the best way to do it, too. Don't play around. Don't let them get a foothold.
Well, you're going down today, boys.
Sorry.
Well, what do you got, Jen?
All right. I know y'all have heard me talk a lot lately about Mission Against Terror. I love that game, really do. Mission Against Terror blasts forward with Occupation Mode, hardcore capture the flag style competitive gameplay coming soon to the popular free-to-play shooter. Yes, MIT today announced the long-awaited occupation mode will be coming soon to everyone's favorite free-to-play shooter. With occupation mode, MIT gains one of the most essential elements of a competitive title, territory capture and control. Ooh. We are thrilled to offer this intense level of action to our community, said Sam Ho, director of Wicked Interactive. We invite gaming clans of all skill levels to see for themselves just how crazy things can get. We know that gamers will put occupation mode right up there with old school, hardcore multiplayer classics like Counter-Strike 1.6 and the Battlefield series. Yes, occupation brings new maps, new opportunities to put that weapon you just bought to work. The real challenge, of course, is to protect yourself and your team as you keep moving forward as a unit, attacking new positions and then defending them before time runs out. This sounds like so much fun.
I'm sorry, I'm playing the game now. Did you say something?
No. The skinny of it is set in a near future not so different from our own time. MAT pits teams against one another in a bitter battle for survival of human race. Unanimously held for its solid gameplay and wide variety of game modes, MAT has taken North America by storm after becoming quite popular in Asia and other parts of the world. For those of you who want to check this out, because, again, did I mention it's free and it's awesome? It is mat.suba.games.com. I cannot say enough good about this. I really do.
Oh, wow. Okay. And the traffic on I-45 is up. No. Well, here's something amazing some of you might like. I love the title of this. Give a hoot and contribute. Get heard in Dynastica, the first truly social strategy game. Dynastica, it needs a new name, is the first game to use SoundCloud to steam the in-game soundtrack. And now everybody is invited to try and create sounds for the game. Sounds must be downloadable and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution License. And you can join the sound group and share your sounds over at their website. You'll need to sign up for a membership first, soundcloud.com/signup. Dynastica is free to play and currently in open beta. You can, again, register for that at dynastica.com. Also, of course, see all the lovely screenshots and everything while you're there. We may grab a few to put up for you as well. I think that's really interesting. Let me give you a quick rundown of what Dynastica is about. It is a browser-based, free-to-play, 3D strategy game set in a fantasy world with up to 50 online players in each realm sharing a truly social gaming experience. Each game lasts for 1 to 2 months, so players can join alliances with friends and create unique strategic combinations of warfare, magic, religion, and trade to reap the benefits of cooperation. The feats and deeds of each game will be recorded in history and bring glory to the player's dynasty and subsequent games. That sounds really interesting. So you guys got 2 months, and if it's somebody you don't like, you don't have to see them again. Just go somewhere else and play. Awesome.
Yep. All right. Well, I guess it's my turn. I'll go really quick. Neo-Noir thriller Gemini Rue coming February 24th from Wadjet iGames. Oh, people, in your names for your gaming companies. Independent Game Festival winner transports players to a corrupt future for an intense old-school adventure. This sounds kind of cool. A retro-style adventure game combines creative points and quick gameplay with a gripping sci-fi noir narrative was an Independent Game Festival student showcase winner in 2010. It is going to be released on February 24th. You can find it at Gemini Rue. RUE.com with pre-order starting today. So that's actually kind of neat. It looks like an intense adventure set in a bleak future dominated by the corrupt Boryukuden Prime Syndicate. Players assume two roles of two different characters, Azriel Olden and an ex-assassin. So that's kind of neat. If you're into that kind of thing, go there and check that out. GeminiRue.com. Oh, and it's going to be $14.99 for download copy.
As you guys, it's time for our break. So we'll be back shortly. And so we don't want to make Jen hurt herself. She's trying to get all the cheese. So if you didn't hear it, you'll have to wait till after the break.
Yeah. And I'm losing my voice. This is not helping me.
We'll be right back.
Me and your weather going to go round and round.
It needs to be a Texas weather game. That's what we need. See you guys on the flip side. We More gaming news. Apparently, I love a good fight, not just in game, but between game companies when people are taking over and joining and all this stuff. So I'm really excited to read this. Artix 2011 acquisition strategy has been announced. Now, Artix Entertainment is an indie game development studio that develops and publishes free web-based, browser-based rather, RPGs to 120 million registered users. And they have announced Phase 2. Of its plan for game development studio acquisition. Phase 1 began way back in December 2009 with the acquisition of the player versus player MMO Epic Duel, which I do remember playing. 1 year and 80 million in-game battles later, Epic Duel has seen a 3,400% increase in its player base and has a 2,900% increase in its monthly gross profits. Ow. Wow. Additionally, the game has benefited from Atrix's in-house customer support team, the art and programming talent, servers, bandwidth, and payment solutions, including prepaid game cards in stores and across the United States, Canada, and other countries. Jonathan Duran, the creator and game lead of Epic Duel, is quoted as saying, "Approaching Artix Entertainment was one of the best decisions of my life. I poured my soul into developing Epic Duel, and our team was like a small town band trying to make it big." And apparently they have. Artix has provided all of us with powerful new servers and amazing support staff and excited new players. Best of all, they maintain complete control of their game, which is just an amazing feat that no one came in and took it away from them. Phase 2 that they're entering will focus on acquiring another indie video game company to join Artix Entertainment's game lineup. A prime candidate would be a studio with an interesting new game and strong community of players. Technologies that interest Artix include online browser-based flash games, social networking games for Facebook, iOS, and Android games, emerging technology development, such as HTML5, Canvas, 3D, and they said we're a lot easier to work with than the Borg, is what Adam Vaughn is saying. He says, we have a true love for video games and have an 8-year history of doing whatever it takes to make our players. That is why we're looking for new, interesting games to bring our enormous player base, along with talented game makers, to become part of our family. They said their goal for 2011 is to double in size by bringing our players 2 hit games, one from us and one from you. Interested principals are encouraged to contact Artix Entertainment Business Development Manager, Daniel Vassell. And normally, I wouldn't give out email like this online, but they want me to. So you can reach him at dan@battleon.com and tell him Gamer Girls Radio sent you. And that we need free games, not just the ones they have, but we need to see them like way ahead of the rest of you because we're still... they have a ton of games. If not, if you want to go and check some of the games, quick rundown. You have Adventure Quest World, Epic Duel, Dragon Fable, Mech Quest, and Adventure Quest. And you can visit all, visit all of Artix.com, I'm guessing. They have a Twitter, which is Artix Creator. I'm not going to spell that for you. Just do it. Facebook, Artix. And then you have, they still have a MySpace. Who's still using MySpace? Artix Krieger at MySpace as well. So go over and check that out. If you're a developer, a small company looking for somebody to take you on, you finally get your chance to get on, go.
All right. Well, that actually sounds kind of cool.
Very, very, very.
All right. Retailers keen to stock Zumba Fitness. Majesco Entertainment announced that it has sold more. Oh, sorry. This is coming from GamePolitics.com. Back to the news. Majesco Entertainment announced that it has sold more than 500,000 units of Zumba Fitness for the Wii, Xbox 360, and PS3 to retailers nationwide.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is crazy. Majesco is talking about retail interest more than consumer interest. Apparently, the difference between shipped and sell-through are quite stark. Shipped means retailers want to stock their shelves with the game, while sold-through means consumers have actually purchased the game. Okay. Zumba Fitness is an excellent title for the Wii, Xbox 360, Kinect, and PlayStation Move. It uses the motion controllers for each system to help users lose weight and get in shape using 9 different dance styles. Reggaeton, I may have said that wrong.
Reggaeton.
Reggaeton. Merengue, salsa, cumbia, hip-hop, mambo, rumba. Flamenco and Calypso. The game also features 30 music tracks to dance to. I've actually seen this and I was interested, so I'm going to actually have to head over there and check that out later.
I'm thinking so, too. I didn't know they had those dance styles because those are not in Dance Central, and those are my favorite dance styles, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know I've seen it at Walmart. Not to plug that store because I hate that place. But anyway, y'all can shoot me later. I said it. Majesco Entertainment. And again, that was Zumba Fitness. And we got that from our great friends over at GamePolitics.com.
Hmm. Oh, I'm thinking, okay, I'm like, how can I get a copy of that, like, now?
Get two? Send one to me.
Yeah. I think we need to do that. Oh, I love those dance styles. Okay. Favorite. Okay, so Planet. See, that's what happens when you have too much espresso. Apparently, Planet Moon is planning to sue the funders of an unannounced title. This comes from our friend, GameTix.com. Ah, yeah, I love it. I love a good fight. In the midst of financial trouble, Planet Moon Studios says that it is seeking legal action against several undisclosed companies described as funders. I think that needs to be a T-shirt. You funder, you. The company also announced early Tuesday that MMO developer Big Point had hired a whopping 37 employees. In December 2010, Planet Moon was proceeding in earnest on an important project, and we're delivering our usual high-quality product. And this comes from Aaron Loeb, who's the CEO of Planet Moon, and this is in an interview with Gamma Sutra. To Planet Moon's surprise, the project went into financial default during the holidays. The addition of talented staff from Planet Moon to our team, specifically their experience across many platforms, will bolster our efforts as we continue to expand our business and portfolio of online titles to gamers here and around the world. The cause of those financial problems relates to a substantial amount of money, that's in quotes, owed to the company from several undisclosed investors. To enforce whatever contract was in place for this deal, Planet Moon retained Jeff Mankoff and Heather Landis from the Valley Mankoff LP. Two people I know, oh, God, there's going to be trouble. Oh, what this means for Planet Moon is unclear. I know of them, not know them. But with no funding and its announced game in stasis as the company pursues legal action, one has to wonder if the company can manage to survive this ordeal. Planet Moon is best known as developers of Giants, Medicine Kabuto, Armed and Dangerous, Infected. Yeah, I do know them. Oh, wow. Smarty Pants, Afterburner, Black Falcon, and Battle of the Bands, and Drawn to Life, The Next Chapter. In fact, it was really huge. How did that happen? Again, you can check that out over at GameSutra and GI.biz if you want to read more about the story or comment. Sorry to hear that. Gosh. That's going to be a good fight, too. I'm sorry. It's going to be good. Popcorn is good.
front row seat.
Yes. What you got, Jen? What you got?
Oh, I've got a release date for a new game. The Tactics Ogre, Let Us Cling Together. Square Enix Limited, the publisher of Square Enix Interactive Entertainment Products in Europe and other PAL territories, today announces that Tactics Ogre, Let Us Cling Together for the PSP will be released on the 25th of February, 2011. Tactics Ogre, Let Us Cling Together is a PSP reinvention of the classic strategy RPG. Key members of the original Tactics Ogre development team have reformed to deliver the ultimate version of this definitive strategy RPG experience. Oh, here we go with the names. Hiroshi Minagawa, director, Yasumi Matsuno, game design and scenario, Akiko Yoshida, and Tsubasa Masuo, character design, and Hitoshi Sakimoto and Masaru Iwata, composers, return to revitalize their masterpiece for a new format. Let me untongue my tongue now. Reborn from the ground up with reworked visuals and effects, a rearranged soundtrack by the original composers, new character growth mechanics, and a new Wheel of Fortune system that adds even more replay value to the game. Tactics Ogre, Let Us Cling Together is shaping up to be another classic. Will be released as a special premium edition comprising of a copy of the game, a 44-page hardback art book, The World of Tactics Ogre, and an exclusive mini soundtrack CD. For more information, if you used to play this, want to play this again, it's eu.tacticsogregame.com. Apparently, the features are new 3D maps to enhance the concept of fight and improved battle engine, uncover the truth in a gripping tale of intrigue, betrayal, and heroism, near endless customization and hundreds of abilities to choose from, new characters not included in the original game, new battle skill abilities, adds the range of play beyond magic and special abilities, new graphics, new and improved visuals that create a Tactics Ogre experience with more detail than ever before, rearranged soundtrack from the original composers, including 15 new compositions, and experience thrilling, challenging battles against friends. Create a battle party from your units and send them to challenge a friend's units by exchanging ghost data. So that's kind of cool. Again, if you want to check that out, it's eu.tacticsogre.com, or ogregame.com, sorry. Miss Corey? All right, so I may have lost.
No. I was muted.
All right. Okay, she got dropped.
Oh, wow. I didn't want to do any heavy breathing in the ears. Wow. Ooh. Okay.
What is Corey doing this morning?
Fun. This next story comes again from our friends at GamePolitics.com. It's actually from Huffington Post, and it's probably going to wind up on our Thursday night show as a very heated debate. But I'm going to tell you about it now, so you can go ahead and get your argument ready, call in, yell, whatever. Apparently, former philosophy professor and regular Huffington Post contributor Miriam Meadzen has penned an editorial on the Schwarzenegger versus Entertainment Merchants Association, urging the court to protect people, not corporations. She talks about how video games are not the works of individual writers but corporations, and how the Italian mafia and a certain Arizona killer factor into the equation. Let me give you a quick quote of what she said. The argument is that there's always been violent entertainment, from Shakespeare plays to Grimm fairy tale, fails to recognize that we are no longer dealing with individual writers exercising their art, being read or heard occasionally. Billion-dollar video game industries nest around children with entertainment, which permits them to shoot, torture, decapitate, dismember, and sexually assault people. Concern is not limited to the United States. European Parliament member Sonia Alfano, whose Sicilian journalist father was murdered by the mafia, recently asked the European Commission to consider banning video games that trivialize violence and murder. We Americans have even more to fear from this trivialization. Unlike Western European countries, where gun sales are highly regulated and homicide rates are much lower, we live in a country where a deeply emotional, disturbed person can walk into a gun store in Tucson, purchase a semi-automatic pistol, and use it to kill 6 people and injure 14. Yes. So this is, you can read this over at the Huffington Post. I'm also loving the commentary posted by the writer from GamePolitics.com, and I'm going to read his. You can read the rest of her crazy quotes for yourself over at their website. His commentary says, of course, the only new element in Meadzen's opinion piece is that the mention of Jarrett Lochner, who some have tried to tie to video games, communism, liberalism, communism, anti-Semitism, Satanism, and 100 other isms. Naturally, this is more about assigning blame to one particular group or dogma and not about the actions of one individual. It is really a distraction from the issue at hand. Does the state of California know what children should be allowed to play or watch or read, or is that right reserved for parents? Our founding fathers certainly would have not wanted that, no matter how violent or provocative the free speech issue. Thank you, Kyle, for saying that. And I will be penning my own letter to Ms. Meadzen, because I am pissed off, and I'm going to say that on our daytime news show. Okay, and again, you can get that out at GamePolitics.com, and people, this is why we urge you, become members of the EDPA, get involved.
Don't allow these nutcases to make our laws.
Yes. Yeah. this is, I'm not going to say this is our enemy, but this is definitely your opponent. And if she was a boss, we were a boss battle, you'd take her down. Let's take her down. She's got to go. No real violence, people. Keep it all on the console or with your pen or with your votes. Jen, you got one more for us? Because now I'm angry. I got to write.
Yeah, I think I do. Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock kicks off in 2011 with downloadable content from Nine Inch Nails, A Day to Remember, Hawthorne Heights, The Used, and more. Have we already done this one? Sounds familiar.
There's a lot of them. So.
Yeah. Packing a whole lot of rock into one single day, Activision Publishing, Guitar Heroes Warriors of Rock is kicking off 2011 in a big way with 10 new downloadable tracks for the Guitar Hero Music Library. The January Mega Pack delivers Guitar Hero aficionados a full month of downloadable music in one shot and boasts an impressive collection of shreddable hits from bands such as Nine Inch Nails, A Day to Remember, Hawthorne Heights, The Used, and more. The track pack is the perfect encore to a holiday purchase of Guitar Hero's Warriors of Rock. After their on-disc appearance with The Wish, Guitar Hero's Warriors of Rock industrial rock band Nine Inch Nails are adding their unique sound to the Guitar Hero Music Library this month with the inclusion of three songs in the January Mega Pack. The pack contains Head Like a Hole, the band's first major single off their debut album, Pretty Hate Machine. I promise I can talk. I'm thinking about the other thing now. The Hand That Feeds.
Back too, aren't you?
The lead single off their 2005 album, With Teeth and Closer. Ooh, the second single from their 1994 album,
Closer?
The Downward Spiral.
Did you say Closer?
Oh, yes, I said Closer.
Oh, I'm so in. That is
the
song.
Oh, yes.
we can't even say the lyrics to that one during daytime.
anyways, where was I? Video game entertainment system for the Microsoft. It looks like the January pack is available on Xbox Live Marketplace for the Xbox 360 video game and entertainment system from Microsoft for 1440 Microsoft points on the PlayStation Store for the PlayStation 3 computer entertainment system for $17.99, Wii for 1800 points. All songs in the January Mega Pack are also available as downloadable singles for the Xbox 360 video game and entertainment system from Microsoft for 160 Microsoft points, PlayStation 3 for $1.99, and the Wii for 200 Wii points each. In addition, the in-game music store and Xbox Live Marketplace for Xbox 360 owners can expand their Guitar Hero Music Library using the Guitar Hero VIP Pass Music Store, available exclusively on Xbox Live Online Entertainment Network.
Oh, I am so buying that. Just for that one song. That's how much I love it.
Uh-huh.
And I am. Well, it is that time for us to go. We're both very angry, as well as you should be out there. Please get involved. Go over to the ECA. Visit Game Politics.
Idiot.
Oh, go over to Huffington Post. And if you're not, what's the word I'm looking for? Verbally gifted, please stay away from. Don't post anything. Just don't. If you can't spell, you can't string a sentence together.
It's not spelled U-R.
Yes, it's not spelled U-R. Now, if you speak eloquently, please do a YouTube video or something, and then you can post that up. Speak eloquently. If you can't write, don't write. Do what you can, and let's try to stamp this out, because we see where this is headed. They're going to use this as a case against us, and we will not stand for it. You will have my controller when you pry it out of my cold, dead hand. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll see you guys bright and early tomorrow. On Lunch with Jen and Corey. And of course, this very heated topic will be discussed tomorrow night. Make sure you're listening. It's going to be interesting. Also, while I'm thinking about it, on Sunday, we'll be visiting some other podcasters. I do not remember the name of their podcast. I'll have that information for you tomorrow. You can listen to us. We'll be sitting in with a bunch of guys, which will always be interesting as well. That's good.
Do you know what the WASD is for? Yes. Yes, we do. Thanks.
So, again, if you have news you want to share with us, you send it to press at gamingatrix.com. We're everywhere. You can also find us at the new network On Sugar. Compared to Pop Sugar, we're on Sugar as well. We're everywhere. Second Life, find us.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Find us. I'll play with you.
Maybe. She's not busy killing people.
Ooh, I got to kill some people.
See you guys tomorrow.